for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday morning, September the 2nd, 2016. Jerry McGee is the speaker of this service, teaching on Ears to Hear. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And do what's right in His sight, and give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes. I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put upon the Egyptians. You know, you see who's putting them on you? The Lord is, because of sin. And then you're out from under God's refuge, and the enemy gets you out there. I'll put none of the diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer. In modern Hebrew, that means I, the Lord, am your doctor. Proverbs 4:20 says, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their whole body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." Because what's in the heart comes out the mouth, right? What's in the heart comes up the thought life. If you're having bad thoughts, you need to find out how they got there and take them captive, as the Bible says. Proverbs 4:24 says, "Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put devious lips from your sight, from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead and your gaze be fixed straight in front of you." That's another route to eye problems. Lord, I haven't kept my gaze on you. I haven't kept my eyes fixed straight on you. Have your forefathers done that? No. So, Lord, I repent. Proverbs 4:26 says, "Watch the path of your feet, and if you don't, you'll have feet problems. And all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right or the left, but turn your foot from evil." Is there anything wrong with your foot? Turn your foot from evil. "My son, give attention," Proverbs 5:1. "Give attention to my wisdom, incline your ear to my understanding, that you may observe discretion and that your lips may reserve knowledge." We'll have safety. Proverbs 1:33 says, "He who listens to me will dwell securely and be at ease from the dread of evil." We live in a world where people are dreading evil. The Bible says on the highway of holiness, no lying, no fool, no unclean can walk there. God protects His children. You'll dwell with the wise. Proverbs 15:31 says, "He who listens to the life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise." You'll have understanding, the truth that sets you free. Proverbs 15:32, "Receive discipline and receive understanding." You'll have the best of the land. Isaiah 1:19 says, "If you consent and obey, you will eat the fat of the land, but if you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured by the sword." And if you've got the King James Bible, in Psalm 17:13, the psalmist is saying, "Deliver me from the wicked, which is thy sword." So the wicked, the devil, the demons are God's sword when we violate God's word. It's not poor you, the devil's got you. It's you need to repent. You'll have life. Isaiah 5:3 says, "Incline your ears and obey me and listen that you may live." You'll have welfare versus judgment. Jeremiah 7 says, "But this is what I commanded you, say, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people, and you will walk in all the way which I, the Lord, commanded you, that it may be well with you." You'll have prosperity. Deuteronomy 29:9, Keep the words of my covenant that you may prosper in all that you do. Now the new covenant is fulfilled when we walk in love. Loving the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, and all of our body, and our neighbors, ourselves. And if we don't walk in love, we break God's covenant. And so God says, keep the words of my covenant, walk in love, that you may prosper in all that you do. Learn the fear of the Lord. You'll learn the fear of the Lord. Some of you have been disciplined by the Lord, and I have, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for His discipline because it taught me to fear God. Right. And so praise God for it. Psalms 34:11 says, come, you children, and listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. You'll have blessings. Proverbs 8:3 says, therefore, my sons, listen to me. How blessed are they who keep my ways. Now, according to the Word of God, skillful listening is non-negotiable. It's a skill that every believer has to listen. It's for every believer. It's easy to slip into what the Bible calls dullness of hearing. Jesus makes it clear, ultimately, that how we hear reveals who we are. And John 8:47 says, he that's of God hears the word of God. You are not of him because you're not of God. You don't hear him because you're not of God. Proverbs 4 says, for us to watch over our heart, for from it flow the issues of life. Our heart, like I said earlier, is a spiritual garden, and God wants you to watch what's planted in that garden. I want to say this too. This is kind of a sideline. You know, we curse other people. We, instead of blessing people, we curse them. And you know, we should say what we want, not what we see. And I have to really, I'm really speaking to myself, because what I see is lacking. And so I need to confess God's word. I need to plant God's word in my garden, because that's what's going to bear fruit. I need to speak God's word into the spiritual gardens of my children, my family member. Start speaking the word of God, what you want them to be, and that's what's going to come up. And we've been reaping the negative fruit because of our negative words. And so we need to watch what's planted in our heart, meaning that everything that's been stored down in our heart from the generations before us, things that have been stored because of the sins we've committed and haven't repented of, the things that have been stored because of what people have done to us and we haven't forgiven them for, those things have to be dealt with. And that's a part of the sanctification process. God doesn't do it all in one day. When you come here at this camp, you're going to get what God sent you here for. If you're serious and you really are repentant, you'll go home different. And I encourage you to come to all the camps, because all the camps you can come to, I've been coming for the goodness since 1997, and every time I go home, I'm different. And I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for ongoing deliverance. People think, well, what do you still need that? You don't have that many demons. Oh, yes, we do. Every place you violated the Word of God, your forefathers have violated the Word of God, you've got a demon problem. But praise God, He wants to set you free. You know, you need to listen, because how will you know how to help people if you don't listen to what's coming out their mouth? I think I've lost my place here. So when you're ministering to people, listen to what comes out their mouth. And if we don't, we need to listen, because if we don't take care of how we listen, we'll lose what we've got. And that means don't sit and saturate yourself with the wrong kind of movies and internet, because you're planting the wrong kind of thing and you're going to lose what you have. In fact, the Bible says don't plant two kinds of seed in your vineyard in Deuteronomy 22, because the bad seed's going to corrupt the good. How many of you have had a garden? You don't ever have to take care of the weeds, do you? It'll destroy the good plants. It's the same with your spiritual garden. If you're not planting the Word of God in your heart, and you're planting seeds of the world, seeds of lust, seeds of perversion, you're planting seeds of failure, defeat, depression, you're planting all of that in your spiritual garden, then those seeds are going to destroy the good. So that's why we need to saturate ourselves in the Word of God. And so we should listen, because we don't want to lose what we think we have. We need to listen because we need to be able to help other people. You know, you'll never be a minister of the Lord if you're not a good listener. because you got to listen to what people are telling you to be able to help them. Without hearing God, we'll stray from the words of wisdom and we'll go into rebellion and bondage. If we don't, we need to take care of our listen, and we need to take care of how we listen, because the seeds we allow to be planted in our garden are going to produce whatever is planted. You plant corn, you're going to get corn. You plant, you know, it'd be stupid for a farmer to plant tomatoes when he wanted corn. So I believe that this is the key to victory for the ones we've been praying for. We've been planting the wrong things in their spiritual garden. I have, but. God is bringing correction in my life, and I'm thankful. Instead of moaning and groaning over things, I'm trying not to do that. David's helping me. So words are, the word of God is seed, and words are seed. So don't put the mixture in your garden. You know, people come to Lake Hamilton and they get a lot of the weeds pulled up, and then they go back and sit in front of a TV and they plant more weeds. We need to listen, because failure to listen, God hardens my heart like he did Pharaoh. Pharaoh wouldn't listen. Guess what? God hardened his heart. God said, today when you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. I need to take care of how I listen, because it's like apples of gold in settings of silver to a listening ear. Proverbs 25:12 says, like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Listening proves that I have wisdom and I have a teachable heart. A wise man, the Bible says, will listen to others, but a fool will go on and suffer for it. You help a wise person, he'll love you. Help a fool and he'll hate you. We need to listen to corrections and to stay on God's highway of holiness and to stay on his potter's wheel. Proverbs 19:27 says, cease listening to discipline and you'll stray from words of knowledge. We need to listen to the good shepherd to get our marching orders from the Lord. Proverbs 28:9 says, he who turns away his ear from listening to the law, even his prayer is an abomination. We need to listen to words of wisdom, words of knowledge, so we can help the people we're ministering to. We need to listen to be protected from the enemy. Proverbs 17:11 says, a rebellious man seeks only evil, so a cruel messenger will be sent against him. Proverbs 16:8 says, if a man's ways please the Lord, it makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Paul said, your enemies are not flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. We need to listen to be able to know the truth that sets us free. When we listen, our eyes will be enlightened. Our heart will be enlightened. Our heart will be illumined. Listening saves you from the voice of the harlot that says, turn in here. And here's a warning, Proverbs 1:23, and I'm going to close with this. It says, turn to my reproof, and I'll pour out my spirit upon you, and I'll make my words known to you. Because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no one paid attention, and you neglected all my counsel and did not want my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your dread comes, when it comes. When your dread comes on like a storm and your calamity like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call on me, but I will not listen. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would not accept my counsel. They spurned all my reproof, God says. So they will eat the fruit of their own way and be satiated with their own devices. For their waywardness of the naive will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. So we need to listen. Today, when you hear God's voice, don't harden your heart. So why don't you stand up and ask the Lord what you need to repent of, and then I'm going to lead you in repentance, and we'll do a mass deliverance here. Well, pray with me. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask for the truth that sets me free. First of all, Lord, I forgive my forefathers that they did not have ears to hear. And I take accountability for that generational curse that's come down my bloodline of forefathers who did not take care how they listened. Now, Lord, I want to deal with my sin. I ask you to show me, Lord, what I need to see, why you let me hear this message, so I will know the truth and the truth. truth will set me free. And just deal with whatever the Lord shows you, and then sit down when you're through, and then we'll do a group deliverance. And then we'll have lunch. Lord, in Jesus' name, forgive me for not having the ears of a disciple. Would you dig out, excavate, and irrigate my ears? Lord, I have not had ears to hear. I ask you to forgive me for not taking care how I listen or what I listen to. Forgive me for contaminating myself and planting seeds in my spiritual garden of lust, hatred, fear, bitterness, perversion, adultery, fornication. Forgive me for not watching over my heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the truth that is setting me free. Forgive me for not listening to you. Forgive me for not listening to my mother and father. Forgive me for cutting people off with my ears. Give me spiritual ears, Lord. Spiritual eyes to see. Forgive me for not giving ear to you. Forgive me for harlotry, spiritual adultery against you, my bridegroom, drunkenness that's caused me to lose my understanding. Father, give me understanding that I might live. Lord, give me a heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to hear. Forgive me for rebellion. God, forgive me for idolatry, being a fruitless Christian. Forgive me for rebellion, being stubborn, stiff-necked, arrogant, a false son, which would cause you to give me over to a spirit of stupor. God, forgive me for the sin that would keep me from perceiving and understanding. Forgive me for my sin that would cause you to render my heart insensitive, my eyes dim, my ears deaf, so that I couldn't understand and be healed. Forgive me for not being prudent and seeking knowledge. Forgive me for refusing to pay attention to you. Turning a stubborn shoulder and stopping up my ears from hearing, which would cause you not to hear me. Lord, forgive me for not making my ear attentive to wisdom and my heart to understanding. Forgive me for not crying for discernment, lifting my voice for understanding. Forgive me for not seeking her as silver. Lord, forgive me for not seeking you with my whole heart. Forgive me for neglecting discipline, not being, refusing correction, shutting truth off from my heart. Lord, forgive me for not listening. It would cause my prayer to be an abomination. Forgive me for idolatry. Forgive me for turning away my ear from listening to you. Forgive me for falling away from the faith, giving heed to doctrines of demons and seducing spirits. Forgive me for being arrogant and stubborn, stiff-necked, prideful, thinking I know best. Forgive me for refusing to follow instructions, not wanting to follow instructions, choosing which, Lord, in Jesus' name, forgive me that you called and I did not answer. And I choose to do what's not right. Forgive me, Lord, that I've been being burned and I haven't paid attention. Forgive me for my sin, Lord, that would cause you to give me up for spoil. and pour out on me the heat of anger. The heat of your anger, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me for not listening and taking your word to heart. Which would cause you to curse my blessings. Lord, I want to be a true child of God. Forgive me that since I have accepted you as my Savior, Lord, I have not denied myself to take up my cross and follow you. Forgive me for living after my own mind. Go into the world for answers, seeking the safety of Pharaoh and the shelter of the shadow of Egypt. Now, Lord, I ask you to bring me out from under this shadow of Egypt. And I want to be under your refuge. I forgive my mother and father that they weren't under your refuge. I forgive them that I was born outside of your refuge, out in unlawful authority, out there where addictions are, out there where my flesh craves my addiction. And Lord, I come under your refuge. I want you to stand up and I want you to run into the name of Jesus. The scripture says in Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous can run into it and are safe. And that's more real than the building you're in. So I want you to run into his refuge. Wherever you're standing, run. Run into God's refuge, wherever you are. Run into God's refuge. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Everybody, run in God's refuge. Run under God's refuge. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, let's keep on repenting in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We praise you.
Praise you.
Lord, forgive me for resenting people that rebuked me. And forgive me for listening to a song of fools. Forgive me for not departing from the words of a harlot. Forgive me for not keeping away from the door of her house, which would cause me to lose my vigor and my strength and give my energy to a cruel one, and strangers to be filled with my strength, and my hard-earned goods go to the house of an alien. Lord, forgive me for running after the harlot that would cause me to groan in my letter in and be in destruction right in the middle of the church house. God, I forgive pastors that have wanted me to go to a psychiatrist and take drugs. I forgive my pastor, Lord, for not teaching me to repent of my sin in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just say to wisdom, you're my sister, and I call understanding my intimate friend, so that I can be kept from the path of the adulteress. Forgive me for committing spiritual adultery in the name of Jesus. Forgive me, Lord, for not enduring sound doctrine. Accumulating for myself teachers to tell me what I want to hear, which would cause my ears to be sick. Forgive me for turning aside from truth to myth. Forgive me for not loving the truth, speaking the truth, embracing the truth. Forgive me for turning away my heart from listening to your word. Forgive me for not meditating on your word day and night, so that everything I do would be a success and everything I do would be prosperous. God, forgive me for not giving earnest heed to your voice and to your commandments, and giving ear to your commandments, so that you would put none of the diseases on me that you put on the world in the name of Jesus. And if you have a physical problem, you need to go back and examine where you got off track. Because God says, if you make the Lord your refuge, even the Most High your habitation, no evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your dwelling. And so you've got to make the Lord refuge. Any place you've got sickness, you've not made God a refuge in that area. Forgive me for not inclining my ears to your sayings. Forgive me for letting your word depart from my sight, not fixing my gaze on you. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for not keeping my eyes on you. Forgive me for not watching the path of my feet, so that my ways would be established. Forgive me for turning to the right and left. Forgive me for not turning my foot from evil. I do that now. And I want you to look at your foot, and I want you to say, you're going to turn from evil right now, in Jesus' name. Lord, forgive me for not giving attention to you, not observing discretion, my lips not reserving knowledge. Forgive me for not listening to you so that I can dwell securely and be at ease from the dread of evil. Forgive me, Lord, for not listening to life-giving reproof so that I can dwell among the wise. Forgive me for not receiving discipline so that I can receive understanding. Forgive me, Lord, for not consenting and obeying so that I could eat the fat of the land. God, would you ask you to remove the sword from me that's been devouring me? Forgive me for not obeying and listening to you. Lord, I get on the potter's wheel. Forgive me for trying to turn the potter's wheel. You're the potter, and I'm the clay. You do all the work. I just yield. And so, Lord, remind me next time that I start trying to do it myself. Lord, forgive me for not doing what you've told me to do so that you'd be my God, and I'll be your people, and I'll walk in all the ways which you've commanded me, that all will be well with me. Forgive me for not keeping your words so that I might prosper in all that I do. Forgive me, Lord, for not learning the fear of the Lord because I hadn't received discipline. Forgive me for not listening to you so that I could be blessed. Forgive me for not even thinking I had to skillfully listen to you. Forgive me for hating the truth. Forgive me, Lord, I want to be born again. If I've not been born again, I invite your Holy Spirit to possess my body and drive out every demon power in Jesus' name. Forgive me for not watching over my heart. Forgive me for planting garbage in my garden and not planting your word. Lord, forgive me for not listening to you, turning to your reproof, so you could pour your spirit out upon me, and I would know your word, and I would escape the judgment of not listening. And ask you to forgive me. And Lord, I take accountability for all the sins that I've confessed and whatever happened to me in the loins of my forefathers, all the way back to Adam and Eve. Lord, start with Adam and Eve and let your cleansing blood flow down through my bloodline, washing away any ground Satan's had in my life through the generational iniquities of the forefathers. I break generational curses, soul tie curses, cultural curses. I break soul ties with my forefathers. Lord, I forgive everyone that's hurt my ears, that has pained me, hit me in the ears, boxed me in the ears. Forgive me for having itching ears, turning aside from truth to myth. In the name of Jesus, forgive me for cutting my mother and father off, tuning them out, refusing to listen, not having a listening heart. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, I call back my soul and spirit from every person that I've had a soul tie with. I send back their souls and spirits to them. He's changed their image for the image of Christ. Now every demonic power has to leave now. In the name, power, blood, and authority of Jesus, every spirit that has stopped up their ears, I lose angels to dig out, irrigate, and excavate their ears. My ears too, in Jesus' name. Lord, give us eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart that can understand. In the name, power, blood, and authority of Jesus, we break the power of fear of listening. Fear we're going to hear something that we have to do, we don't want to do. In the name of Jesus, all spirits of bitterness, anger, hatred, discouragement, depression, hopelessness, despair, go now, rebellion, antichrist, I break your power. I break the power of greed, lies, lying, unforgiveness. I break the power of torture, torment. I break the power of hatred and murder and lying and divination and mind control in the name of Jesus. I come against all spirits of pride, arrogance, boastfulness, haughtiness, egotism, prayerlessness, distraction from the Word of God. All spirits of resistance to the Word of God. Every spirit that hinders understanding, comprehension, and retention of the Word of God. Come out now. Take a deep breath. Blow out. Come out in the name of Jesus. We break your power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command you to go now in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. We command all spirits of sorcery and divination, leave now. Python, Dagon, Leviathan, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, tiredness, weariness, fatigue, blindness, cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, astigmatism, blindness, dimness, darkness, come out of us. Come out of our eyes. Come out of our bodies. All spirits of sickness, distress, disease, itching ears, infected ears, inflamed ears, come out now in Jesus' name. All spirits that came in through cutting people's ears off in Jesus' name, cutting off a part of the body of Christ, we just, in Jesus' name, repent. Forgive us for judging. Judgmentalness, criticism, come out in Jesus' name. Disrespect for authority, dishonor of authority, we command masturbation, we command pornography out in the name of Jesus. We command every spirit out that would draw our hands to our privates and go. Every demon power has to leave now in Jesus' name. All spirits that cause our bodies to itch, get out now in Jesus' name. All spirits of lameness, spirits that are trying to cripple us, back problems, backsliding demons, come out now in Jesus' name. Fear of man, fear of failure, fear of being blamed, fear of being corrected, fear of confronting, we break your power. Timidity, shyness, cowardice, fear, torment, we command dread to go. Grief, sadness, sorrow, leave now in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Take a deep breath. Blow out. Cough them out in Jesus' name. You feel a release. Lift your hands and sing with me. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I want to ask a question. How many of you came to Lake Hamilton because you had heard it advertised over the radio? Is there anybody here like that? Nobody? How about just word of mouth? Come and bring somebody. How many just going on the internet and looking up deliverance? Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you. Lord, we ask you to bless the food. Purify it, sanctify it. Thank you that you satisfy our mouth with good things. You bless our food and water. Lord, thank you and praise you that we don't have to fear anything that's being put in the food by anybody that be trying to destroy us. We thank you, Lord, that everything is sanctified by the word of God in prayer if we receive it with thanksgiving. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you. What a mighty God you are. What a mighty God you are. What a mighty God you are. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God you are. Thank you, Lord, for the living. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.